You may be one too. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. John Lezak, the editor of McKeels and Stamps, a weekly stamp collecting magazine, has a list in a recent issue of traits of what he calls round-the-clock philatelic enthusiasts. Others might call them obsessive collectors or other less flattering names.
They eat stamps. They drink stamps. They sleep with stamps.
One sign, says Lezak, is someone who turns down free theater tickets because his stamp club meets the same night. Or someone who has a stamp collecting design on a necktie or kerchief. Or remembers catalog numbers, but not a spouse's birthday.
They also have this look on their faces like, I don't have enough clutter in my house. I'm going to go out and buy some more. As a dealer, I love it.
And understanding spouse is important.
Sometimes they like to compensate and say, honey, I just bought XYZ number of boxes of covers and stamps, but look what I got for you.
Lezak says this obsession isn't necessarily a problem.
There really shouldn't be a cure because anyone who works around the clock is certainly going to find a lot of happiness from what they do. The world is a crazy place, but if they can come home to their stamps and they've got something to work on that'll bring them joy and happiness and take their mind off of, is it going to snow today? Or, gee, my stockbroker hasn't called. That sounds like bad news. It gives them something to do. It makes them happy. Everybody's happy.
How many on his list fit me? Never mind. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.